This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
And we're back.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Tickets for Alice in Winterland, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are completely sold out. However, right now, we have your chance to win a pair. Not only will you win a pair of tickets right now, but you will also be in the running for front row tickets and a meet and greet with One Republic. This hour's code word is front, as in front row. I must be in the front row. Front, F-R-O-N-T. Take the word front and text it to our contest line, 20357, and you'll have a chance to win front row tickets for the show. This hour's code word is front. Vinny, day or two ago, you showed me a picture that Sandy sent you. Hi, Sandy, if you're up. Feels early.
Good morning, Mom.
Yeah, but maybe Mom's up. Maybe the dog demands, didn't she get a puppy?
She
maybe the
did.
Dog demands some attention this early in the morning. So today is National American Teddy Bear Day. That's kind of fun, right? You showed me a picture of a teddy bear that you've talked, and you've talked about this thing for years.
You know what's funny about it, though? Seeing the picture, I went, wow, that's in really good condition. And what I know of myself, I thought I, you know, loved it to death because it's the only one I had. I didn't have a bunch of stuffies. Like my kids
like
got 200 stuffies.
Stuffy mountain.
Easily.
Right.
But I didn't play with toys. I really didn't. Like occasionally I have, you know, vague memory of playing with a Lincoln Log or vague memory of having a G.I. Joe, but I really didn't play with toys like that.
What about a vague memory of lighting your Evel Knievel on fire and shooting
I
into
have,
the curtains?
I had a Evel Knievel.
I bet Sandy remembers
but
that.
But I didn't really play with toys right. Until, and then I got a skateboard and then I was all
If that's a toy.
I don't think it is, but right. I know there's some girls who would go, you play with toys?
Grow up.
No, I don't. But
that's
anyway.
A toy.
I just didn't. So that doll or that stuffy is in way better condition than I even remembered it. And I realized
so
like,
she didn't sew any eyes back onto it.
That
it does
thing,
look pretty good.
Yeah, it looks great. And she didn't. And it's because I didn't really play with that
stuff. You didn't have Transformers. You didn't have,
nope.
You didn't have a bunch of G.I. Joes that you know.
G.I. Joe on, for my generation was one guy. And he had a dark hair and a beard and it was kind of a fro.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that guy.
Oh yeah, then it had the one with the you could look through and it looked like a binocular. Oh no, that was the $6 million.
Yeah,
doll.
That was yeah. I had that one.
Yeah,
you look through its eyeballs and it was like you looked in from the back of its head, right? It was like a little binocular there, telescopy thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's National Teddy Bear Day, and I know, for example, my daughter is she freaking loves them, and it's adorable.
So stuffies she loves, but. Do they specifically have a teddy bear? I don't really feel like I think I had a teddy bear when I was really little, but then I just, you know, give me anything horse or dog.
I'm like Vinny, I still have mine. Like,
you have
a teddy. I keep it by the bed. It's a Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, you do?
I had since I was 3 years old.
Oh, Winnie.
It's always a Winnie guy.
I love Winnie.
But you know what? I actually, this is another example. I listened to my Winnie the Pooh record till the needle wouldn't stick in the grooves anymore. And it was like Winnie the Pooh on a blustery day. And it was, you know, narrated by the dude. Yeah. So
in the 1,000-acre wood.
Yeah. Like whatever that accent is.
The 100-acre wood. That's
whatever
what
he's
yeah.
got, right. that whatever that guy's deal is. Yeah, I listened to the heck out of that. But I think if you have 200 stuffies, you don't have one stuffy.
Right.
I think that's what that really yeah. is.
So you should get rid of all your kids' stuffies and say, you get one.
Yeah, pick your favorite.
They make her so happy, though, yeah. that it's the easiest thing to do. It's like giving a dog a biscuit. You go, oh, my God, that dog is in heaven.
That biscuit.
And the same with it's adorable. Feel it. It's so soft. All right. That was easy. $5, done.
Man, when kids are that age, I mean, the stuffy is a real thing. Like, you know, my kids are coming home for Christmas. I am absolutely flummoxed as to what to get them for Christmas. Like, neither one of them needs a phone. I'm like, I just want them to have things to unwrap. But even I don't even want to like ask them their underwear size. Like they're in their 20s. I don't know. I just don't know what to get them. I want something special, not some socks and underwear. And like, I'm actually thinking, what if I got them a little stuffed animal? They could be like, oh, but they won't. They don't care.
No, they want stuff.
I know.
Stuff they can't afford.
Yeah. And I hate giving like gift cards and stuff or
good
cash.
Winter coat.
Yeah, I've.
You get them some nice boots, some stuff mm-hmm. for, you know, they're in New York. They're going to need boots. They need gloves. They need coats. They need.
Well, they do have winter clothes. I mean, especially the ones lived there for a while. So, you know, I sent them over to Burlington Coat Factory and was like, just please, I'll buy you, get a winter jacket, please. Because they have no idea about winter. Mm. Even Tahoe, that's not winter. Not compared to the East Coast, where it's just miserable. Like, oh, great. It's freezing. It's wet. It's sleety. It's slippery. It's miserable. The snow is dirty. And everyone's in a bad mood. All right, great. Give me a good jacket.
I was talking to somebody else from New York or lived in New York. And yeah, it's like you get that first snow and it's so pretty. Mm. But then
it's
nasty. Just gets dirty and nasty and gross. Ugh.
And just that slushy yuck. Yeah. Yay, winter. Out here, winter's lovely. We get a little rain. Everything turns green again. You go up to Tahoe. It's like light, fluffy snow. You go, whew, and it blows right off your car. Oh, anyway, it's also National Pickle Day, not Pickleball. National Pickle Day. Mm. I had a pickle yesterday at Michael's Sourdough. They always throw in a pickle. I love that.
I eat a pickle at least every day.
Oh, you dill pickle guy?
I love pickles. I love dill pickles.
You're not a pickle guy, are you?
I'll eat some pickle, but I would never go...
I got to go get a pickle.
I'll let a pickle stay on my hamburger if it's there. Cheeseburger, oh. I mean, because I wouldn't even eat a hamburger. But yeah, I would never just go to the fridge and go, oh, we have pickles. Let me get one. No.
One year for Easter, my mom, instead of getting me an Easter basket, got me a big, giant thing of dill pickles. And I was like so happy.
Okay, you've had the weirdest childhood ever. Like, there's no other childhood.
You also
Earth
eat
who,
squirrel
right.
cheeks, though,
yeah.
so.
What is wrong with you? A jar of pickles instead of a basket of candy?
It was a
Who
big one. It
are
was,
you?
It, well, she used to take me to the bar. And, you know, the big jars they'd have at, like, a bar?
Yes.
Like, that's what she bought me.
Familiar. Right, they're not even, those pickles aren't even cut up. They're just
big
the
giant.
Whole cucumber. Yeah. You sit and eat it like it's a, like you're eating a baseball bat.
I mean, what else is a 4 or 5 year old going to do at a bar?
Well, usually there's a thing of pickled eggs too. Yeah, they like those.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I do now.
I always do. You?
I love pickled eggs.
I was like wondering who bought those things. Like, who buys a pickle in a bar? Who buys a pickled
who
egg in a bar?
Who brings their 5 year old to a bar? Well, no offense
listen,
to your
it's
mom,
West Virginia,
but
man.
That seems like a lot.
Yeah, I'm working through all that stuff.
Great. Marianne brought the boy again. What's your mom's name?
Lottie.
Lottie brought the boy again. Super. We all have to feel guilty.
Yeah.
Everyone look away. Oh, geez.
It's right. very not, it's not uncommon. When I go back to West Virginia, there's
there
always kids in the bar.
With?
There's you, always kids
you
in
had
the bar.
Some bar playmates.
Yikes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to do a story. I'll try and squeeze something in here. I don't know. It just seems like we're having too much fun. Dave Coulier. He is from Full House. And isn't he also, is he the Alanis Morissette guy?
Yes.
Okay. So is he also a hockey player?
No.
Okay. Is there a different guy as a hockey player?
Different guy, but You Ought to Know is supposed to be about Dave.
Dave Coulier. Yeah. Anyway, he's, you know, beloved guy from Full House. And he had like a little mild cold. And it's bothering him, and he went to get it checked out, and it turned out to be cancer. Stage 3 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He says, I went from, I got a little bit of a head cold to I have cancer. And it was pretty overwhelming. He's 65 years old.
That would be.
Yeah. He was talking to People Magazine. This came out yesterday. It's been really fast roller coaster ride of a journey. Apparently, his main symptom leading up to the diagnosis was swelling of his lymph nodes and something of a sniffle. According to the Mayo Clinic, the other patients also experienced chest pain. It can come with a fever. And these are sort of, I don't know, the signs to look out for. This guy thought he had a cold. He went from, I have a little bit of a head cold, to cancer. So 3 days after learning that he has the cancer, he was informed of the type, told it was aggressive. And then they did a bone marrow test that came back negative, which took him from a very low success rate to about the 90% survival range.
Oh, that's great.
It is great. So he's like, it was a complete roller coaster.
Well, one of the things that you'll hear often is that guys, but also girls, women, moms who are busy and don't have time to mess around and will put themselves, you know, on the back burner to get the kids off to school and, you know, I got to get to work and whatever. Ignoring symptoms of anything can really, like, he got it early. Think about it. What guy goes to the doctor for a cold?
Right.
Hardly ever.
Right.
Almost never. An out of work actor? Sure, he will. Mm. What? Pay the insurance fees.
Else, right.
Sure. I might as well. Yeah, but most people are busy and would go, I can't go to the doctor for some sniffles. I'm going to have to ride this out.
Well, it sounds like he had some swollen lymph nodes, too. So maybe that was the thing that pushed him over the edge.
And
I know.
My point is,
stage 3, that's no joke.
Don't ignore your health, you know, nagging health problems can be something, and you want to get it early.
So he's had 3 surgeries for this already, and he's undergoing chemo now. And he hopes to be in full remission. He's supposed to finish the chemo in February. He also shaved his head. He's like, before I could lose too much hair, I just did a preemptive strike to shave his head off.
That's what I did.
Says he's got some good days, some bad days. He's just trying to stay focused on all the great stuff I have in my life. He was saying some stuff like, you know, I'm not afraid to die. If I do die, I've had just the most charmed life. Let me see if I can find those quotes. Let's see. I've had an incredible life on a journey with incredible people around me, and I'm okay. It does change perspective for sure. It's like, if this is what happens, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, if you're in that place,
right?
That's an incredibly blessed life. If you feel like I've accomplished what I set out to do, I've got love in my life. What more could I ask
right.
for?
Had an incredible. You know what, and he has had an incredible life. I mean, just, you know, to be to do what you love for work and have it be well received.
I feel that way today as mm-hmm. I sit here now.
I'm with you. Always try to just look around your life and be grateful. You just don't know what's going to happen today. He's also urging people to get tested early for various cancers, take great care of yourself because there's a lot to live for. So he was on the Today Show if you want to. Look for that. See the whole thing, the whole reveal. Yesterday, you brought this up. There's some rumors about Hugh Jackman and his ex-wife now, Deborah Lee Furness. Oh, my. They've broken up. And they were together a long time. I want to say they met on the stage, and she was maybe 15 years older
she
than him.
She was much older, and it was one of those, you know, I think when you're young, it's not that noticeable.
Right.
But
it was getting very noticeable.
It had become a thing.
But they were together for 27 years.
Yeah.
They have 2 adopted kids. And it looks like...
You know who's in that spot to an extreme? But when Michael Douglas got with Catherine Zeta-Jones, mm-hmm. he still looked like a young enough man that he was pulling it. And he's... Is he late 70s now?
I feel like she's my age and he's close to 80.
Yeah. So
I don't know their ages,
now you
though.
See it. Now you right. go, oi.
She's with a grandpa. And they had a couple kids together because yes, she was still of, you know, childbearing age.
Yeah, he's 80.
Yeah.
Oh, and how old is she?
And she is 55.
You know what's crazy? 25 years is a whole generation.
Yep.
Like that's, and
now
and
you
then
see
some,
it. You didn't
right.
see it when they got together quite as much. Now you go, oh, eek. But okay.
Well, 25 years ago, he was the age she is now.
Yes.
Anyway, so yes, Hugh Jackman, he was with Deborah Lee Furness for a very long time. And now this is a convoluted story. There are people who are drawing conclusions based on posts made by friends who know Deborah Lee. You know, no one's coming out and saying this happened or did not happen. But there is a British actress and photographer. Her name is Amanda de Cadenet. And she is a friend of Deborah Lee Furness, the ex-wife of Hugh Jackman. And there's a lot of names in here. And then, so she's seemingly claiming that the rumors of his affair with someone named Sutton Foster are true. Now, Sutton Foster is an actress. She's lovely. She's about his age. They were in, they did a movie together. And they have some pretty meaningful eye contact and a lot of pictures I'm looking at of them over the last few years. I think they were together in The Music Man on Broadway. And I want to say they maybe did a movie together. Anyway, this British actress and photographer, she responded to somebody else's post. My beloved friend Deb is about to have her glow up any minute, FYI. And then I guess the internet just went crazy and started extrapolating. And Furness liked the post from this other person's account. It's like an Instagram mystery waiting to be unraveled. So I really don't know. But they do say that these two, Hugh Jackman and this Sutton woman, are now together. And so, or is her name Sutton Foster?
That's what I thought it was, but I've saw the story. That's why I brought it up to you. Do you know about this? And
it's very convoluted.
But I can see why he was married to that other lady for a long time.
Very long time.
In general, the public will sort of get to know you as a couple. And I think the breakup was probably a PR problem to begin with. And then the fact that he's with another lady already probably made him go underground.
And she only just filed for divorce from her husband last month.
So they've taken it real. And I can understand that. You know, there's the Leos of the world, but others, you know, the general public who loves a, you know, couple or a person, it ends up being, it's a change most people aren't comfortable with.
I guess
it's a PR nightmare.
In 2022, she was raving about him in an interview with Vogue. She recalled how they quickly became close friends working together. He has an impeccable reputation of being the hardest working man, incredibly kind, generous, and all of that is true. She gushed about him. So,
I actually think it would be true of John. If you and John broke up, people would be like, wait, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone's known you as
John. Right. Yeah, no, that would be, I mean, it is true. It's crazy. I mean, you go, especially on a level like Hugh Jackman, everywhere he went, there was his wife with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like that was the deal.
I talked to one of my best friends in West Virginia, and he's been with his wife for 20 years, and I've been with Shauna for 20 years, and we're both, you know, going through some stuff.
Oh boy.
And yeah, that would be the deal. Everybody just like, what?
Well, a million people have reached out just from this show. Like, what? Wait.
Yeah.
Maddie's married. You were at his wedding.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I was. That was a fun wedding.
It was fun. Thanks for...
Can't believe you remember it.
Yeah, neither. I had pictures.
Well, those help. Let me see if I can squeeze anything else in here.
I don't know why it surprises us, though, because the fact is a lot of people get divorced.
Mm. Yes. Even after a long time.
It's almost sad that Hugh has to be careful about the launch publicly with the new thing because he doesn't want it to be spoiled by, you know, too soon.
Right.
Hugh.
When he didn't go super young, I mean, she's 49 and he's 56. So it's not like.
Oh, yeah. No,
I think it'd be a bigger deal if he went to, you know, start dating the other 25-year-old.
No, I agree. Yeah. But I feel like he shouldn't even have to think about it. But he does.
Right. Yeah. Well, sure. I mean, I suppose, you know, if you really wanted to throw it all away, he could not care because I'm sure he's got all the money he needs. But it's, you know, it's a lot. It is a lot. People do think of you in a certain way, and especially when you're famous the way he is. This lady, I don't know her at all. She looks like Olivia Colman to me.
I don't know her either.
Anyway, there's that. I'm going to just mention a couple things that I threw up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page today. Willie Nelson and his son have released a behind-the-scenes video from the recording of his latest album. And just the little bit I watched, it's only 15 minutes long.
This is Lucas?
This is not Lucas. This is Micah, his youngest son.
Oh.
Who I think Micah was the producer. Or it's, I don't know. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Okay.
So it's called Rooted in Time, Willie, Micah, and the Making of Last Leaf on the Tree. That's the title of his apparently last and latest album. And so one of these quotes is from Willie is, we're all going to die. It's just a matter of when. And I'm 91, almost 92. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of anything. It's shot really beautifully. And there's a lot of him in the studio noodling, which I think I loved it. Just a little bit that I watched. But it's only 15 minutes long. So
I love all studio stuff.
Yeah, I know you
do. People making art. Mm-hmm. It's really neat.
And he's looking for the riff. He's trying to find, it's really cool. Just the little that I saw. So I put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. If you love that kind of thing, if you love Willie, might be worth a couple minutes of your time. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
A bear and a Rolls Royce and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, the Saturday morning special. 48 hours from now, you could be sitting there with your Saturday morning coffee listening to this show. Get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week with the Saturday morning special, 6 to 10 a.m., the best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by tickets for Taylor Swift's closing night of the Eras Tour. Every day, log into the free Odyssey app and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour to get your daily entry. To win a trip for two to see Taylor Swift at her final Eras Tour stop in Vancouver, Canada.
Incredible!
I've never been. That would be part of the trip to me. It was... Let's check out Vancouver. You'll also get round-trip airfare for two and a two-night hotel stay.
Just for listening.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. I mean, thank
you. You're welcome.
We're doing that to thank you for listening is what I mean to say. Also, you're welcome for the tickets if you win. Okay. So we've got some weather, like, continuing here. There's a chance for rain today. Low 60s is the high temp. So it's going to be chilly. We've got full moon tides and another high surf advisory. So the surf's going to be up for a couple days, and those king tides and full moon high tides are big. They're
there was
the bigger.
A big, gorgeous moon this morning.
I saw there was a
with
point.
Clouds
there was
stuff.
A black cloud.
So cool,
and
right?
It was just coming over. I tried to take a picture. It didn't work out. And then I went, let's not die on the way to work.
Let's just drive. Yeah. So enjoy. Mark it in your mind. Oh, the beautiful sky.
You know, you try to mark things, though, in your mind. And it turns out, I can only speak from my mind, I don't always get to mark the things that I try to mark.
Yeah.
I mark them and then they go.
Right. Well, that's
maybe
life.
They'll turn back up on my deathbed, you know, like when
you relive all the things you marked.
All that stuff you marked, you'll go, oh, thank God I marked it. Mm-hmm. Or it's gone for good a day later and you're just bummed and you have to just realize like you did some damage in your youth.
You know, you remind me of Mary Lou Henner. Like her deal is she ties so many memories to every single individual date and day that she's been alive. Like you could name any day, date, year, any day. She'll tell you what day of the week it was, what she wore.
It's neat.
What happened in the
news
that day.
We've talked to her and she's done it.
It's incredible.
I have a tendency to believe those people are lying, but.
I know, me too.
Because what am I going to do? No, you didn't.
Well, she said that she lost her virginity on the day that the moon landing happened. I want to say she was, I think it was like a, here's, this would be where my bad memory kicks in. I think she's like sitting down with George Stephanopoulos or something. And he's interviewing her. And he says, what happened on this day? And he gives the date of the moon landing. And she looks like this. And she's like, that's the day I lost my virginity. And I thought, is that what you'd go to? Or would you say, that's the day of the moon landing?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I remember vividly the day I lost my virginity.
But what is the exact
I couldn't
day,
give you the date.
Date?
No, couldn't give it to you.
The year.
I know that it had, I mean, I could probably narrow it down because it rained that day because we were in a treehouse. And
so it was winter in California.
Something like that.
Because you're in SoCal.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, I could narrow it down, but no, I wouldn't
You know
even...
what grade you were in?
I would have been, I was 15, so okay. I would have been in 10th grade?
Possibly, if it was the, when did you turn in 10th grade, 15? I guess, or were you about to turn?
Because no, I would have been 15, I think, and turned 16.
That April. Okay.
So it would have been that winter, the 15-year-old winter.
And what year did you graduate?
87.
All right. So it's probably 85.
So I could narrow it down, but she's doing this off the top of
right.
her head.
And by day. She'll tell you what day of the week it was.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing. It's crazy. I suppose you could check that, right? You just look at a calendar. You could ask Google what day of the week
was.
Well,
I'm not interested in fighting with her about her life, but it is right. there for those people who can... like, remember all the things? Good for you.
Right.
That's great.
How do we get on this?
I don't know. But again.
Oh, because of capturing moments in our mind.
Oh, yeah. The beautiful moon this morning. Okay. Yeah. Full moon tides, high surf, chance for rain today.
Okay.
Tonight's Thursday night football game looks on paper to be amazing.
Oh, what is it?
The Washington Commanders versus the Philadelphia Eagles. They're both highly ranked. They're both having great seasons. The Commanders are 7-3 and the Eagles are 7-2.
Go Washington!
Go what? Eagles.
Yeah,
we
Eagles.
Philly.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Are we crazy?
I grew up outside of D.C.
Oh, yeah, you did.
I worked for the Redskins
all right, fine.
For a year.
Bet you a dollar that the Eagles win.
I hope they change that Commander's name to something else.
Back to Washington Football Club. That is what everybody wants.
I love the Hogs because I remember that being the nickname
Hogs.
Of the of the offensive line back in the day when they were winning.
Yeah.
And they're winning.
Anything but the Commanders.
I know. It's terrible.
The worst.
Blah.
Nobody in D.C. likes the name.
I'm
Nobody.
Sure. I'm sure they're glad, though, for the new owner because that guy, whatever his name was,
Dan Snyder.
God, he was the most hated owner in sports.
He became the owner when I worked for the Redskins, and the minute he got there, everything went, blah.
Bummer. Anyway, good game on tonight for Thursday Night Football. It's on Amazon Prime at 5:15. Don't forget, tomorrow, Tyson versus Paul on Netflix.
I have some stuff about that coming up.
That's tomorrow at 5. Or
that's going to be fun.
If the, you know, the show starts at 5 starts and at we'll 5. Get to maybe see a fight at 7. Who knows?
Depends on how fast all the other fights go.
So this story is fun.
Okay.
As you know, I dressed as a bear for
Halloween. Right. For a number of reasons. It was your family's costume, the big bear, the papa bear, mama bear, mm-hmm. baby bear, Goldilocks, and manor bear. I choose the bear, Vin. I choose your bear.
That was just a convenient coincidence because really the missus chose that and...
And you went, oh, Sarah will finally pick me. I get it, man. I get it. Been working together a long time.
A bear... Here's your headline.
Okay.
A bear thrashing a Rolls Royce was actually a person in a bear costume and insurance fraud. In January... A security camera captured unnerving footage of what appeared to be a bear forcing its way into a Rolls Royce parked outside a home in Southern California in a resort community of Lake Arrowhead.
Oh. Oh.
This bear gouged the seats and thrashed the interior, and it's all been caught on tape. It's dark, you know, out, and it's hard to see.
But people
exactly
believed
what's
it was
going
a bear.
Well, they went, you know, a bear destroyed our Rolls Royce.
We have a Rolls Royce, you guys, and a bear got it.
And they had video.
That's convenient.
Well, everybody's got video now.
That's true. It is ever. You even have a dash cam. You know, if somebody bumps into your car, into your Tesla, it starts recording.
Mm.
Like if it's in a parking lot.
Upon further scrutiny of the video, though, the investigation determined the bear was actually a person in a bear costume.
Ah.
Here's where things get fun.
Was it like smoking a grit?
Four Los Angeles area locals were arrested and charged with insurance fraud and conspiracy after the department's investigation found 3 allegedly bogus insurance claims for staged bear attacks on 3 cars, including the 2010 Rolls-Royce Ghost.
Oh.
That's an expensive car.
Well, Rolls-Royce is right there in the name. I don't know what the... There's like
you
the
look
ghost.
Up the ghost and see what that goes
there's
for.
There's the Phantom.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe there's like the base level at only
even that would
grand.
Be outrageously expensive and lose half its value pulling off the lot.
We're talking $500,000
for okay. the ghost.
Yeah.
And it's a 2010 ghost. Maybe it's even like, well, I guess it's not quite vintage yet, but it's getting there, right? A 2010 car.
The agency is claiming these people, there's 4
these
of them.
People.
Defrauded insurance companies of nearly $142,000 with the scheme.
Oh.
These 4 attracted the attention of insurance detectives with a series of suspicious insurance claims. They dubbed the investigation Operation Bear Claw.
That's cute.
One claim stated that the bear entered a Rolls Royce, damaged the interior. This is in a Lake Arrowhead home. It's down south.
Yeah.
Like Big Bear Way.
I love it.
As evidence, they submitted to the insurance company a black and white surveillance video that shows the bear moving about inside the car. It's not uncommon in that area for that to happen, but in this case, they found the bear costume in one of the people's homes.
Oh, wow. They got a warrant to search and everything. They were full on, we're getting these guys. That's a costume.
They say that in the video, they were able to determine that this was not a real bear and that it was a person in a costume.
Oh.
Detectives aided by the Glendale Police Department and the California Highway Patrol then executed a search warrant on the suspect's home and found the bear costume and these strange, they're like...
Things to like Wolverine claws.
Wolverine claws with handles that you'd hold in your fists so you'd get your grips around it And then you could just
tear up upholstery.
And that's what they used.
How did the thing break the thing, by the, which was a man? How did it break in? Like, were the, oh, wow, that's a pretty convincing looking bear costume, though. I'm looking at the, it looks like I'm looking at the head and the hands. I mean, it's,
you see
it's
those spikes,
much,
though, thing? The handles, they're there.
Oh, there they are at the bottom.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Boy, they do look like, it's like if you had brass knuckles, but they had Wolverine claws on them.
Speaking of, you mentioned that Wolverine deadpan,
Deadpool.
Pool.
Did you end up watching it?
How dare you?
Deadpan.
I hit play on it, and I watched the first 10 minutes. And then I had to go to bed.
No.
But it's cute because he's... I mean, it's been out a minute, so I'm not, and I only saw the first 10 minutes, but it's, there's a point where he's like, well, as you know, Wolverine's dead. Cause so he goes, you know, so how could we possibly have him in this movie? You know how he does all that narration?
Yep.
And then the next scene is him digging up a grave, I should say.
Ah, as in I'm getting this guy out.
I'm going to get him out of there.
Yeah. They are tricky. All those movies have a weird start, a weird, like one of them ends at the beginning and begins at the end. And they,
they're amazing. They're awesome.
So you love this one too. I'm gonna send John a text.
Oh, so you saw the part I just mentioned where he's like digging them up.
Yeah. And they kind of make fun of the multiverse and some other, you know.
Oh, good. Cause that sucks.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
They still use it.
Deadpan and Wolverine is streaming now.
This story is, I got some, I don't want to say good, but yikes. An Indianapolis man named Derek Sink died while in Planet Fitness in the tanning bed and was there for 3 days.
Say that again.
Derek Sink was found dead in a tanning bed at the workout facility 3 days after he entered the building. This is a 39-year-old man. They say that this remains an ongoing death investigation.
Yeah.
So they're working on the details. But they say that he had visited Planet Fitness on November 8th. His body was discovered the morning of November 11th. So...
Oh my God!
Now
has
this is
been
obvious.
Cooking him the whole time.
I don't know. I'm sure it turns off. It would have to have a safety measure. But I would think, and look, I understand. I worked retail. I ended up being the manager, so there were things I had to do that I just had to do,
like wipe down the tanning machines daily.
That's what I'm getting at. Is I realize that you know the guy or girl at the front counter is like looking at their watch and texting their friends and ready to get out of there. But you'd think someone at the end of a day would have to go walk through and be like, let me turn the lights on. Let me wipe that down.
Right. Oh,
what?
Gross. And it's been closed for 3 days. Like, did it start to stink? Like, what? Or was there no one else in there tanning at all during those days? They never noticed there was one closed and...
They say Sink had visited Planet Fitness on the 8th. His body was discovered on the morning of the 11th. His family told an NBC affiliate in Indianapolis. His aunt told the news station that due to him wearing an ankle monitor, investigators determined that he had never left the gym.
Wait, so this is a guy with an ankle monitor?
Sounds like it.
He was allowed to go to the gym?
Well, that's what ankle monitors are for. There's things you can and can't do. I don't know.
I would think.
I don't know what the.
Maybe he was trying to fry it off of himself. Using the.
2 days after going to the gym, he was reported missing by his family. No cause of death has been determined. Oh, they do say they detected a bad smell after entering the building on the 11th and realized it was coming from the tanning beds.
This is. It is a really good story, though. It's really funny to think about. But now we're talking about a 39-year-old. Why did he die?
I will follow up as soon as I get that info.
Thinking his ankle monitor might have fried him. Like, it cooked in the rays of the tanning bed, and then and he's all... This is someone being electrocuted, in case you're wondering.
Thank you. I mean, I'm sure the managers of the world are out there going, you think it's easy to find good help for what we pay? All right. I mean, fine. But you'd still think there are conscientious employees that would go. I do remember, though, after I got my first job and you work however many hours and you get your check and you're like, what the?
Yeah. Who's this?
That's it.
Who are all these other people who get a chunk of
all this time I put into this place and I'm leaving with $43? Anyway.
Well, in the olden days, we should say, Vinny and I, we're of an age where minimum wage was in the $3 range when we were kids.
Right.
I think I remember it going to $4 an hour. Like, ooh, $4.
415 says, good thing none of you use tanning beds.
I do.
Of course you do. You are like the man of mystery.
Do you?
Yeah, I haven't much since I started this job. But
you
yeah.
have one? What do you have?
No,
one
no,
at your
house? I go to a tanning bed place. Yeah.
Why don't you just get a spray tan and be done with it?
Because I like laying in the booth. I like the experience.
Do you use the Windex and paper towels and wipe it down yourself afterward?
No, this place is very clean.
Are they? Are you sure? Yeah. Because
well, I'll check now if there's a body in one.
Just rub your finger.
Move it off and jump sunscreen.
On a nice sunny day, would you say to yourself, I'll just go lay on a towel. I don't need to go to the tanning booth. Or would you go, no, the tanning booth experience is what I'm after.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know where I go lay in the sun. I guess on my roof or something, but I don't know. I don't want people looking at me.
Oh, I feel
you
that.
You don't?
I can feel you on know. That.
Oh, all right. Okay. But you do use tanning beds, so there it is. Bed. We're going to have to keep an eye on you.
Can I mention one thing that came in on the text that I didn't know happened? So I've been on two game shows, The Chase on ABC and this one on the Game Show Network called Switch. My performance on Switch was I got one question wrong and I was out. So I was out in the first round after one question. I didn't even know. They didn't even tell me when it aired. But evidently it aired last night and one of our texters said I was terrible. But thank you for watching.
You were on TV and you didn't know?
I didn't know. I was on last night. Didn't even know it. No.
Wow.
They didn't. You think they would like send an email? Hey, you're going to be on tomorrow. Why don't you tell your friends?
Do you get paid royalties for that?
No.
So that's it. They own
you
now.
No, ABC gave you a little, you know, like $150.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Game Show Network, no. It was not nearly as nice of an experience. But
650 has texted it in. Hello from Williamsburg, Virginia.
Hello.
Sutton Foster is a huge Broadway star and also had an ABC about dance called Bunheads. An ABC about
I've heard of Bunheads.
Bunheads.
Was it like a reality show about the dancers for Broadway shows or something?
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, and this says they were great together in The Music Man.
Well, they certainly look like they're in love in the promo shots I'm looking at.
It's one of the things you hear about where, you know, chemistry is everything. And if two people have it, they may not even be able to fight it.
Right.
You know, they find themselves going, yeah.
Don't fight it.
That's real. But we're actors. Yeah, we're actors, but this is real. Yeah. You know it and I know it. Come on.
I'm holding you in my arms as we dance this number and our hearts are pounding. Not just from the exercise we're getting. This is good exercise, but you're electric. I would love to put my mouth on your mouth right now. Just hold still. Let me just get close enough for the electricity to crackle between our lips. Oh, yeah. Tingles.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Less things that aren't as exciting as that. Lady Gaga, Dua Lipa, Emily Ratajkowski, and more.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. the plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence, and the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.